This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Well, for the last 6+ years, we have covered politics in some way, shape, or form on this show, which has gone through a few hosts and incarnations during that time. One thing has been constant, though, Mary Frances Berry. Mary Frances Berry is a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania and has been with us talking politics throughout. And she joins me now one last time. Hello, Mary.
Tony, has it really been 6 years?
Yes, it has. 2002,
oh,
when we began under the Tavis Smiley banner, you and I and a few other folks.
Yes.
You know, you were the chair of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, and one of the things I wanted to get you to talk about to help put this in perspective for people is how media and politics, our roles have changed dramatically, I think, since that time, particularly as it relates to having a new president in the White House, who just today, as I was noticing as he was getting on the helicopter to leave the White House to go to Air Force One to come to California, held an impromptu news conference and took a few questions. And one was from a black reporter. And that's not something that we would maybe have seen 6 years ago.
Right. There were very few black reporters who covered the beat at the White House. It gradually changed over the years, and very few of them got to ask questions, even if they were there.
That's true.
So that's sort of unusual, yes.
Unusual
to have a black president and a black reporter asking the question.
At the same time, absolutely.
Right.
How do you think the election changed the political landscape in this country, or do you?
Well, it's changed the landscape entirely. All of the talk of the time of Bush's presidency from 2002, when we started all the way up until Obama's election, things got more and more depressing as time went on. Even though Bush got actually elected in 2004 as opposed to the disputed election in 2000, still most of the news was bad news, and we had a steady diet of bad news and flubs and this and worries about war and worries about domestic policy and civil liberties and civil rights, and it was just bad news. It was like everything was downhill, and the country was depressed psychologically, and Bush, now that he's gone, you've got a breath of fresh air. Everybody is waiting expectantly. People have been happy. They've celebrated, and now the news is always about, you know, what is going on now and how is it going to play out, and with most people hoping that it will play out positively after so much depression.
Are you surprised at the level of engagement of what I would arguably say is the black community at large in the political arena, both as voters, as viewers, as readers, and particularly as political pundits?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, once the Obama phenomenon took off and people got engaged, it's the first time anything has happened to make them get engaged, and there's still identity politics. Whether, you know, some people say there's no such thing as identity politics, I think that should be consigned to the trash heap, that idea. People identify with Obama, African Americans especially, and so people feel that they have a reason to pay attention, to talk about, to think about, to focus on, and to hope. And they're just interested in everything the Obamas do, not just the president, but Michelle and the children. And it's all new, seeing them in the White House. And so it's a new thing every day. And I expect the community to be engaged for some time to come.
What would you say about this? There's been a great deal of talk about the partisan battles in Washington and attempts for the Republican Party to try to get black folk and others to, you know, come over to their side. Michael Steele's now the head of the party. Shelby Steele, the conservative columnist from California, has written a column about that issue. In fact, we're going to discuss that in Bloggers a little bit later in this program. Is it likely that there is going to be a shift, do you think, of black folks moving toward the Republicans?
Well, I wrote a op-ed piece last week in which I said the Republicans paved the way for Obama, and that they had picked all of these conservative black faces for years, starting with the Clarence Thomas, Pendleton, and going on down the line to Condoleezza Rice, and then having Colin Powell as the moderate. And they had accustomed the American people to having black people who weren't radicals like people think Al Sharpton is or something, and being like Jesse Jackson, and that this, in a way, paved the way. And by naming Michael Steele, they're getting a little bit of payoff from doing this. What they do with Michael Steele and how this is carried out, it depends on two things. One, how successful Obama is, and so that he can sustain the Obama phenomenon. And two, whether Michael Steele and the Republicans can figure out something to say other than just being critical.
You know, we've had an interesting run. You mentioned some names as we bring this to a close. And before I let you go, I have to thank you, Mary Frances Berry, for coming on the show as often as you do. We call you late sometimes. We call you at the last moment sometimes. And you're sick sometimes. And you're like, you are a real trooper and you have something to say. But I'll end this with this. We've had Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, and now Barack Obama in succession in the highest offices in the country. Black folks are kind of on a roll politically, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. Maybe the next one will be Michelle Obama as president.
That'll be very interesting to see. Mary Frances Berry, thank you again. That was Mary Frances Berry, professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania and the former chair of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission.